the mashed potato, do the candy yam, do the funky turkey, cause it's time to jam. If you don't wanna dance, baby, that's alright. Do some non-stop shopping to work up an appetite. Make your Thanksgiving one long meal, cause the more you eat, the more grateful you are gonna feel.
Happy Thanksgiving out there from Podzilla 1985 on this special Thanksgiving episode, and in the tradition of Thanksgiving, Tanner, would you like to say grace?
Are you're telling me to say a prayer on a show?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Fuck it up.
Make it good. God's listening.
You want me to do a serious one?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
I mean, you can't not say grace and not do a serious one.
Okay. Well, people around here, you'd be surprised.
I'm just keeping it real. I'm just saying.
All right, everybody bow your heads.
You got to be real.
No.
You have a gentleman bow your, at your
everybody
table,
bow
so.
Your heads.
No.
I'm winking. They can't see us not bowing our heads.
This I don't is want not to lie a to the visual
people.
Show.
I don't want to lie to the people.
We lie to the people every time we tell them we're good. Tanner, go ahead. Lead us in a prayer.
Oh, Heavenly Father, I'd like to say thank you for allowing us to be here tonight. I'd like to ask you to bless the hands that prepare the food we partake
we're not
in tomorrow.
Anything.
Tomorrow.
We're posting it to This is tomorrow.
Today.
Can you interrupt a prayer? Like
No, you can't.
I feel like we just broke like God's law.
That's fine. Oh, that was the thing. That's what we did.
Of all the things that we've done, that's what broke the law.
I'm just rub it up, dub. Thanks for the grub. Amen.
There you go.
That was pointless. Thank you. Hey. Yeah, we're doing a show on Thanksgiving. Although,
put me on the damn spot.
In the interest of fairness, we're actually recording this on Wednesday. So this is my second show today. Whee. And on this special edition of Thanksgiving Tanner Thursday, Tanner's Giving. On this Tanner's Giving Day, we have the man himself, Tanner Calvert, back. Man, this is the first show we've done together in
a long time.
While. Yeah, yeah. It's good to be back with you.
Yeah.
You still mad at me?
No.
Am I still mad at you?
I don't know.
The answer is always yes.
Tanner Thursday was almost canceled permanently.
Oh, no.
But, like family, you work through things. So.
Yeah.
We're all good. Jesse Kimball's here with us, too. Jesse.
Hey, what up?
Yeah.
I'm always here.
You're always
I'm always here.
Like, do you have Jesse on the show sometimes? I think the better question is, do I have Jesse not on the show sometimes? Wait, do you guys ever see Pontypool?
Yeah, that was a really good movie.
That was a good movie.
I enjoyed it.
I haven't seen it.
It's basically you hear a word and you keep repeating the word to it drives you crazy. Like you kind of turn into a zombie. You ever get like that sometimes?
Exactly what happens.
You'll start repeating a word and you'll just go, well, no. You'll try to figure out what went wrong with that word.
Now sometimes I'll do that with a word that just, it sounds funny. The more times you say it, the funnier it sounds in your head.
Like cucamonga.
Now see, that only needs to be said once to sound funny.
Like I've had it happen where you say a word.
Like Rancho cucamonga?
We know about Rancho Unicorno. Oh, speaking of which, that voice you heard, that strong Nubian voice.
Is Nubian!
Our dark friend from Chicago, Chad Green. Hold on. For everyone out there that says Shannon's a racist, I have a black friend. He's here to vouch for me. Chad, hi.
He's a closet racist. That's
no,
all I'm
don't
saying.
Listen to Chad.
He's not even a closet racist. He's a racist as shit.
Yeah. It's not true.
How is that not true?
I've dated more black women than Chad.
He's not lying. I've only, no, take that back. I've dated my fair share of black women. I just have only consummated my relationship with one.
Oh my God.
Fantastic.
Well, this show just took a totally different turn.
Oh.
That was brilliant, Chad. Brilliant.
Oh, Chad is an old friend of mine. And, Tanner, you know of Chad. You knew Chad, right?
I think I met him once here.
Oh, well, never mind. Obviously, I thought we were all old friends, but Chad is an old friend of mine.
No, y'all are Meridian. I'm Caro.
That's right. We hated you.
Yeah, you were like our sworn enemy.
Yeah, I know.
We still hate you. Chad might slash
cool.
your tires. That's
yeah,
what he used to do.
I was gonna
I never did that. I would like to go on record saying I've never done that.
Oh, it's on record now.
It's on record. Well, it's also on record that he's dated his fair share of black women. I'm going to check the facts on that one.
Hey, I mean, how do you define fair share?
Exactly.
Like, if he's never dated one.
No, I have dated one. More than one.
Name two.
Yvonne, I don't want to put them on blast like that. Like,
I highly doubt they're going to listen to this show.
You're not counting Sheena, are you?
She was half, so she doesn't count.
That's like seven black women. Chad, what is the nickname we used to give you? Say it.
Nope.
I'm going to say it if you don't. Chad was the fat chick thriller.
The Fat Chick Thriller. Allie can't handle it. You broke Allie.
Oh, God.
Wouldn't be the first time.
That is that. Oh, my God. My girlfriend's going to hear this.
In fact, I believe there's a magic card floating around on the internet. In fact, that'll be the picture for tonight of Chad, the Fat Chick Thriller.
I hate to tell you this, but everybody in this show has a nickname, and we just found
you. We just found Chad's, the Fat Chick Thriller.
No, my nickname was Chaps, so.
Chaps doesn't work well in a radio, in the arena of radio and entertainment. The
Fat Chick Thriller is too long to be an actual, like, it's too long to be a consistent nickname. It's just the funny, you throw it out once in a
FCT.
While.
FCT.
I'm about to say he calls me the man.
You're not
himself.
Helping your case, Chad. I'm trying to help.
It's one of those things that, like, the way Shannon is, I just kind of got to embrace it.
That's fair.
That's true. There's two things you can do when Shannon picks on you. Go with it and hope for the best, or fight back and just get torn apart. And Chad's a good guy. I'm trying to find the post I made about the show today, and I can't find it.
Yeah, I think I got it.
Wait, it's below the picture of Kirby Ray eating the woman's foot.
Oh my God, you posted that? Oh,
I wonder if
Jesus Christ.
Kirby's mad at me for that, because
I imagine so, because he can see that you shared it.
I shared it from his Facebook. So obviously he wanted it out there if he's got the picture on his Facebook. He wants people to know that he enjoys women's feet.
Well, he doesn't know you well enough to know that it was in a mocking manner. Does he listen to this?
Sometimes.
Oh, shit.
It's not in a mocking tone. I love Kirby Ray. I take back everything I said. No, I do. I thought Kirby Ray was kind of pretentious and a douchebag, but he's actually really nice. Kind of nerdy looking.
A little bit. And then he puts on the makeup.
Yeah, but he's not glammed up like some whore. You know?
Whoa. Who are y'all talking about?
Kirby Ray, Real Rock 99.3 radio personality.
Oh,
and gotcha. Rock star.
He has
every fucking thing that happens in Cape Girardeau. Gosh, damn, he does everything.
He does. He has a hand in everything. I won a guitar from him by doing air guitar at the Man Show.
So you have an actual guitar?
I do, at home, acoustic.
And he's going
to play.
I tried playing it once, went back to Guitar Hero. I'll be a rock star there.
Have you played that game since you bought it, by the way?
No.
Did you buy the new one?
Yes.
Shit, yeah. I gotta go to his house.
Is it any good?
Yes.
It is pretty fun once you can get into a song.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you about that now real quick. Let me say why I didn't play that game much. Oh, go ahead, Chad.
Well, my question is, like, how does the live aspect of it work? I don't understand that.
We don't know, because we were just trying to get to a song, so we skipped through all explanations.
It wouldn't let us skip through any explanation. That was the problem that I had with it. Basically, the way the live thing works, you play, like, from a random set list. It's like you're listening to the radio. And you are playing with a bunch of other people playing at the same time, and you're on like a leaderboard simultaneously with these people. And you're playing the same song they're playing, and the crowd is programmed to respond. Like, if you start doing shitty, the crowd will look at you like, what the fuck,
dude? No, that's a different mode.
I thought it did it in both of them.
No, the mode where you're on stage with the crowd, that's like the campaign. The Guitar Hero Live is basically they have blocks of different videos, and you play along to it live. Like, they have blocks you don't control.
Yeah.
It'll be like if you turn on MTV and you're watching music videos, same thing. And you can play along with them Guitar Hero style. And there you're playing against other people and you can see your rank against them and stuff. It's pretty cool. We just didn't get a chance to do it much. And part of the reason is that night we bought it. We were just wanting to, me and the one, we're hanging out and we were just wanting to hang out and everyone stayed till midnight. Like, I want to watch fucking Terminator 2. I've been wanting to watch Terminator 2 for weeks now. I still haven't done it. I'd like to go back in time and stop myself from trying to watch Terminator 2, because it's pointless.
I mean, to be fair, like, me and Dalton left at 10:30.
Yeah, if only the rest had. CJ and Ethan stayed an extra 30 minutes. I don't know if you heard this part. In the time it took for them to leave, Steven came in, because Steven was at a bar drinking, and he came and saw we were still here, so he comes in. He walks in and decides to hang out for a few minutes, drunk, and Allie and I are just waiting for everybody to leave so we can watch this fucking movie. Well, then Supercop decides to give Steven a sobriety test on the spot, deems that he was too drunk, and told him to stay here with us until he sobered up a little. So then Steven stayed for an extra 30 to 40 minutes. The whole time at that point I was just pissed off. I was just sitting in the chair staring at the screen. No Terminator for me.
Yeah, I didn't hear about that. I didn't hear about any of that.
I was so annoyed.
Well, just think about the unrelated phone call he would have made if he'd went home.
I'm surprised he didn't arrest him on the spot, honestly.
Well, it's because he didn't
where,
try
where did
to
the
drive.
Cop come from? Like, he was hanging out here?
he's CJ
he's
is
not
a
here
police
all
officer.
The time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, well, he's not a police officer anymore. He got into a really, really unfortunate car accident a few years ago. Knew what?
Was he okay?
Yeah, eventually. Like,
I was hoping you would say, like, did he die?
Yeah.
Why would I say, did he die if he was here?
You're not that smart.
We have ghosts.
Thanks for that.
We went to Shawnee.
So,
and Meridian.
Yeah, I've only got a 2-year degree. I don't know if she's told you that before. Actually told everyone of this.
Huh.
Anyway.
He very nearly died, and now he can't do any kind of work. There's like a nerve severed in his shoulder, so he can't like.
So he comes in and hangs out every once in a while just to get out of the house, you know.
Cause he can't work, so he gets bored.
Yeah. And we'll tell you about the unrelated phone call story, cause that's a pretty good story.
That's a fantastic story, especially if you.
Not when you were there.
Who Dave Mahoney is?
No, okay. Chad missed all the Dave Mahoney stuff. He left. He got while the getting was good.
I didn't know if maybe you had talked about Dave Mahoney or something like that at some point.
You don't have to talk about Dave Mahoney. Everyone just kind of knows.
You know what was bad about that day, though?
What's that?
Hunter was here not 10 minutes before he got here, and as a joke, he said, Mahoney, Mahoney, Mahoney.
What's really bad about that is that Hunter missed Dave Mahoney getting arrested.
Yeah.
Because that would have made his Christmas months in advance.
That's true. Because Hunter is not a fan of Dave Mahoney.
No one is.
I'm about to say, who is?
Dave Mahoney doesn't like Dave Mahoney.
That's fair. I mean, like, Lonnie at least likes Dave Mahoney a little bit.
Well, because he spends money.
Yeah, he makes a killing off of him.
Can I interject real quick? I feel like we got completely off topic.
What was the topic in the first place, Chad?
I thought it was about Thanksgiving.
Chad, have you ever listened to this show?
No, I have not.
This show is in a lot of ways is like Wikipedia. You might go to Wikipedia to find out who starred in a movie in 1997.
But you get way off.
You're
going
to end on why crickets have that many legs.
Okay. All right.
Also, can I tell you why? Evolution.
It's an insect. They have 6.
I didn't say how many they had.
He was just answering the question.
Right, yeah.
It has nothing to do with evolution.
I don't care about the question. Well, clearly, crickets probably had less legs before when God made them.
I don't think that's true. God damn it. Anyway, especially on the Tanner Thursdays, we really don't have any topic we stick to unless there's a theme.
We did at one point.
That's true. Yeah, we don't talk about that.
Though, I mean, we actually did have two of the most popular Tanner Thursdays of all time with the Pokemon conspiracy theory ones.
So fun.
And we did stay on topic on those.
That's because it was such a fun topic.
It was a really fun topic.
I've learned that our audience really doesn't like us to stay on topic. They like it when we go crazy and random. And they really like it when I get angry.
Why do you think
that? Winning the butt.
Because I talked to a couple of them.
Yeah, but look at
the guys we know.
Because the numbers don't numbers support don't lie, that.
Man. The number, I'm trying to think of Scott Steiner quote. What was it? Numbers don't lie and they spell disaster.
Fat asses.
Yeah, ever since Louis though, I can't even laugh at that anymore.
I still can.
I can't.
Fat! I still laugh at that all day.
That was his text tone.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Yeah.
For the longest time, every time that would go off, I'd just look at him, shake my head, and chuckle. I'm like, you're insulting yourself. What the fuck's wrong with you?
I don't know if I'm prepared to talk about him on the show again.
No, we're not going to insult him. Like, that was just all of it.
In the interest of fairness, he did reach out to me and let me know that he never planned on filing any lawsuits against me. So there's that. And leave it at that.
That had nothing to do with the... Never mind. All right,
somebody threatened to sue you?
This is like the third lawsuit
We'll tell you off air.
No way.
Chad, I've been making waves. I don't know if you know, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah, what other lawsuits have you gotten than that one on about the show?
I've heard GameStop rumbles.
That's just from Big Johnny.
No, God damn it. I was going to say who it was from.
It's pretty well fucking known.
Yeah.
But he got it from somebody.
Oh.
So he got it from somebody, and we don't want to mention that. We don't want them to look into it. It's not our goal to get anyone fired.
Well, because Big Johnny doesn't work there anymore. That's why I can mention that he's related to GameStop now.
Oh, I know he doesn't work there anymore because we did 2 podcasts about it.
That is. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, the podcasts are unrelated to why he quit.
No, but we couldn't do the podcast until he quit.
Accurate.
Yeah.
Accurate.
Because I know, as you know, that anything said against GameStop in a public forum could get you fired.
That's true.
Because I got fired.
You did. You got me by my promotion.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yes, we're talking about Thanksgiving. And what we're thankful for. And I can't think of a fucking thing right now.
Star Wars.
It's a good game.
Your friends.
The movie getting ready to come out.
The gaggle of us sitting here right now.
I don't know. Are you threatening to choke me or are you extending a hand of friendship?
Little column A, little column B.
He's going to great column me.
I thought he was just going to slap a shot at you, but I mean, you know.
Well, before we get to what we're thankful about, because this is going to air on Thanksgiving. I'll try to post it tomorrow morning. We posted it online. What are you guys thankful about? What are the fans thankful about? And let's read some of them. Yeah?
You scared?
Go ahead. Do it.
All right. I ain't scared.
Then why aren't you reading it?
I'm getting to it. tell Coffee McCoffington over there to stop coughing.
Stop stalling.
I can't read. Aaron Picard. Yep. You know Aaron.
Yeah.
Love
no,
Aaron.
I don't.
Picard. He was in here earlier. Good guy. He says, I'm thankful for, all right. And some of these are going to be sentimental. All right. Let me be honest with you. A lot of this show is probably going to be a little sentimental and sappy. We don't always have to make fun of people. We don't always have to be dicks.
I mean, if Shannon Young is on the show, we got to make fun of people.
Why is that an association with me?
Well, because like you're never nice, dude. Making fun of people.
I'm never nice.
Not really, no.
Oh my God.
Like, granted, you speak your heart, but at the same time, your heart's kind of cold and it kind of crushes people's souls.
Have you ever recorded
a show? You're like
the Shane
song of soul crushing.
Oh my God.
That's fantastic. Have you ever recorded a show without insulting someone?
And you, if you could see his
and you blame us for
have
making
have you ever recorded a show without insulting one of your friends?
Does Nate count?
No. I don't know. Do you count Nate as a friend?
I do.
Then yes.
The Fallout show. No, I think I made fun of Mahoney.
Yes,
he's
you
not
did.
A friend.
No, that's
he's
true.
An acquaintance.
He's a well-wisher.
You still made fun of somebody.
Well, yeah, but no, the second question, that's fair. He thought of a show where he didn't make fun of one of the circle.
I'm an entertainer. That's what we do.
Well, okay. But you can entertain without tearing somebody down.
Oh, no, let him. I mean, that's when the shows are, you know, more popular. But when he went off on a tangent on the 50th episode about the show being Weenie in the Butt. Because apparently we all derail it. And
because I've told the story before. My original vision for this show was going to be very journalistic. It was going to be very news type stuff. Like, I wanted to do a serious thing. And that was gone within a week. And then it was just replaced with Diss Dicks and
don't fucking God, Dreamer.
And now the only like even slightly news esque show we do is Nerd Up,
pro wrestling.
I don't listen to that.
Yeah,
show.
But Zach's...
I listen to Nerd Up.
That's good. That's for the best.
We're just awful to each other.
I listen to everybody.
I mean, I listen to pro wrestling occasionally. I just like it's
I listen
not
to Nerd Up occasionally.
To
it just depends on what you're talking about. Like if I wasn't on that show we did last time where it just turned into League of Legends the entire show, I wouldn't have listened to it. I hate League of Legends.
No, we didn't talk about just League of Legends.
What's
about
I said? If it wasn't just League of Legends.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Aaron Picard. Let me say what Aaron said for the love of Christ. He said, I'm thankful for family, work, health, friends, God, and a country that gives me the freedom to chase my dream of challenging Dean Ambrose to a lunatic fringe match that you can call.
Huh.
God bless you, Aaron. And every wrestler is lunatic fringe. He'll get it. Dalton Manch. Christ. Who cares?
Dolphin Mankey.
Who cares what he's...
Dolphin.
He's thankful I haven't stuck my foot in his ass.
Salty.
Is what he's thankful for. Actually, no. He's thankful that Tanner hasn't body slammed him for a free meal.
God damn it. Where is he? I'm hungry anyway.
I almost posted a reply to that, actually. It's like, is that all it would take?
Yeah.
Like, for a free meal is just a body slam.
Done. I'll buy him a McRib.
Ribs on sale for a dollar right now, too.
They are.
Oh, never mind.
You don't like McRib?
I just
like
double.
I thought everybody from So Will liked McRibs.
Well, you don't do McRib is disgusting.
You guys don't like McRibs?
No.
I mean, I'm also not a fan, but
I'm also black though, so I like real ribs. So, you know. The McRib is just
Are you saying the McRib?
Have you ever been to the Rendezvous in
the
Memphis?
The McRib is for white people.
Are you Oh no.
What?
The
McRib is for white people.
I don't think that's true, Chad.
Is that to give you guys a taste of what you're missing out when you get
Yeah, I don't think so, because everybody in Carroll loves a McRib.
Carol doesn't count, man.
Oh, come on.
No.
Okay, is that the most racist thing that's ever been said on the show?
No.
What?
McRib's not for white, is for white people?
How is that even close to the most racist thing
because
that has
when
ever
I
been
say
Okay,
show.
Wait, wait. I'm gonna change it. I'm gonna say something reversed here. Let me think here. All black people like fried chicken.
Not true. My dad.
But I'm using it as a reference. Does that sound racist? Or are they all like watermelon?
I mean, those are both things.
Those are more stereotypes.
Okay, actually, I would give it to you if that were the first time that was said on this show. Shannon?
I love watermelon. I do. It's like my favorite food. When I say racist things, it's funny and endearing.
How can racism be endearing?
I don't
know,
but I
have to. Look at black comedians.
But they're black!
That doesn't give them a right to be racist.
But they're normally racist against their own
people. You're giving the same speech that Bill Cosby gave.
I don't know how to take that.
I'm telling you that.
I think he's referring to the pound cake speech. Though,
at this
point, though, I don't think you can use Cosby as any kind of
insult. Oh, no, I was using it as an insult.
No, like,
Cosby. No, I said it as an insult. Really be you're literally using the using the same argument as Cosby.
Gotcha.
Are you comparing me to Bill Cosby?
I mean, you do the face really well.
Please. Oh, do you offer, do you offer a lot of, like, nightcap beverages to your female companions when you know, hang out with
Allie? How many times have you given Quaaludes to Allie?
How many times you hear, drink this before you go to bed?
I think a better question, I mean.
No response.
I think Lindsay will back me up that I never once gave her a Quaalude.
That she knows of.
I like that I asked about Allie, but he brought up Lindsay.
Well, that's because Lindsay has more years of experience with me. That's, not one Quaalude.
That's entirely beside the point.
But she probably can't remember it if you were slipping her Quaaludes. She just thinks she was really tired that
Lindsay,
night.
Lindsay, if you remember me giving you a Quaalude, email me at shannondrugsmelikebillcosby@email.org.
At pudingpops.org.
I'm just saying, like, if you slipped her a Quaalude, dude, I'm pretty sure she would not remember it.
It's the implication.
Right.
These women aren't in any danger.
So you're saying she can confirm that I've never slipped her one. Of course she can, because she's going to wake up and like, wow, what happened last night?
When did this show turn into me on trial for drugging women?
Well, when Tanner said you were like Bill Cosby.
That's my fault.
Exactly.
I apologize.
And then you dodged the question about slipping Allie Quaaludes.
I don't want it going on the internet. The accusation that I slipped anyone Quaaludes.
All you have to do is say I never gave Allie any Quaaludes.
I never gave Allie any Quaaludes.
Finally.
What about Lindsay? Have you ever given Lindsay Quaaludes?
I never gave Lindsay Quaaludes.
Have you given any woman Quaaludes in your lifetime?
Not a woman. No.
Does Bob need help?
Bob will tell you that falling asleep really makes your butthole hurt.
Oh, God. Please tell me he's going to listen to this.
No, he won't. He's
not. Oh, God.
Katie might.
Oh, what? It's Thanksgiving.
Where do you go from that?
We go to the next comment.
Shannon's thankful for Quaaludes.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, God. Boy, I don't need that reputation. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Mimi Schaeffer, who I also never slipped a Quaalude to.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that about that one.
I'm glad that you're pointing it out now up front so we don't have to ask you.
You do realize now we're going to question any woman you ever mention ever again. Like, when you're not around, we're going to sit down and have a talk with her.
There are literally three women in my life. Allie, Lindsay, and Mimi.
What about Cambria?
Why would I slip Cambria? I've never slipped her anything. And nor will I ever.
What about any female friends?
I don't have female friends.
He doesn't have slip anything.
That's fair.
Good night.
Okay. We can move on.
All right, we'll stop.
I trust you. I don't think you ever slipped anybody any Quaaludes.
This is why I didn't want him on the show.
Rufalin, I don't know, but you know what I mean.
What is Rufalin? I don't even know what that's.
Roofies.
Oh, I didn't know. I've never used them.
AKA Flories. So you know.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's another date rape drug.
I feel like
they're much more potent than Quaaludes, and that's why they kind of replaced them.
Any woman I've ever known will tell you that I don't need date rape drugs to get what I want, but they wouldn't tell you that because I never got anything from them.
I'm really glad to clarify that because I thought you were going to leave it at that and be like, "Whoa,
I'm leaving it at that."
Well, I mean, you added on to it. I thought you were just
now
be like,
because we've talked about this for so long in the description of the episode. I'm going to have to put plus. Does the gang think Shannon date raped women
or just straight raped?
Oh my God.
I mean, that's what you implied at first a minute ago. Had you not clarified,
I stopped.
Chad would have been over here thinking.
You see what you did?
I'm sorry.
You see what you did?
I would never.
That's not the point I was trying to make.
Rape a girl. But you're too nice to rape a girl.
Oh my God. Yeah, for the record, we all don't think, none of us think Shannon would rape anyone.
You know, I would never think you'd rape a girl. You'd be too apologetic. Like,
I would just say, sorry for raping you.
Yeah, like, right during it. Like, you'd just be like, I'm so sorry for this.
Well, so you'd be like those people that come out on Black Friday, like, I'm so sorry I'm here.
The internet's a powerful tool. Yeah. And once it goes out there that you possibly raped women, Hard to come back from that, guys.
Hey, listen. None of us here legitimately believe that you rape women.
Ever. The people that stopped listening to the show stopped listening about 5 minutes ago. And now they're all over social media talking. Hashtag Shannon Young raped women. It's going to be worldwide trending in an hour.
It's going to be global.
Moving on. Moving the fuck on.
I'm sorry.
Mimi says she's thankful for family. And especially her husband. I don't want to do the show anymore. Working in a great paying job so she doesn't have to work retail in the holidays anymore. Peace be with you all.
I'm crying over
Peace
here.
Peace be with you all.
Oh, God.
This is fantastic.
I'm new to this, so you can't be upset with me.
I mean, I feel bad for you. I truly do. Because that is true. You can't retract the internet.
I haven't
laughed
like this in so long.
But at the same time, if everybody who listens to your show understands that you guys rib each other and poke fun at each other, they're going to know that you're not.
Remember that time I accused Tanner of being a rapist last week?
It's not going to work. It's too soon.
All I ever hear is Big Dumb Redneck. That's what you call Tanner the most.
Well, I don't have to roofie him to get that out of him, apparently. It's not funny. And you should all be ashamed of yourselves.
Damn it.
But the second that if one of us would have said that about each other, you would have been in on it just like us.
That's true.
No, I don't think I would jump on a bandwagon of did he rape women.
We never said did you rape. We were just asking.
Okay, never said did you rape. I don't think you specifically said did you rape women, Shannon?
No, none of us said that.
Exactly. Yeah, we asked somebody a quaalude doesn't mean that you went in there and raped them. You could have just been like, oh, they're tired, I'm gonna lay them down.
Or you're just tired of like,
they're tired, I'm gonna lay them down.
Or you were just tired of them talking. You're like, you know what, I don't want them to go home. I'm just gonna hit them with a quaalude.
I'm gonna go ahead and knock them out real quick so I don't have to hear the conversation.
Exactly. You implied on your own terms that you were raping women.
That's true. I mistook what you were saying to me about raping women with quaaludes and roofies as that you thought I was raping women.
We just
with,
said
quaaludes.
We never said that you were Bill Cosby in them. Like, we never said that.
We may have said that.
You specifically said that.
Let's move on. Shannon, read the next line.
I'm so sorry.
Shannon, just move on. Read the next line.
I don't want to read them anymore.
Just keep reading them.
Who's the next one?
How much time do we have left on the show?
I don't know.
Fuck, it's been 25 minutes.
25 minutes
of an hour.
Anyway, just read the next one.
I don't know. Somebody said something.
You finished off on
Mimi.
You
get to be on the show finally. Come here. You get to take over for me.
Come on, you finished off on
Mimi.
No,
dude, you cannot throw in the towel, man. You rise above adversity. That's like your strong point. I don't want to hear it.
I don't like being accused of rape.
You obviously know that we do not think you've ever raped anybody. A pillow, maybe, but nothing else. So.
It's all part of the show, baby.
Exactly.
It was funny when I joked about raping dittos.
Raping what?
That's part of a Shannon had a ditto, he would make her turn into Kate Upton and just rape the shit out of her.
What is a ditto?
But it's not rape.
Pokemon.
If
it can transform into anything. Yes.
But Jesus, you can't
own a person.
Christ.
Wow, this just got darker.
Like, Shannon, do you realize that they stopped owning people like over 400 years
ago? It depends on what country you're in.
Okay, fair enough. But in this country.
This wouldn't be a person.
I'm saying he's turning it into a person, and he's saying that would be property at that point.
Temporarily.
But a ditto turned into a person is still a ditto. It's not a person.
Yeah.
To you, but to what are people that don't know that it's a ditto unless you're like.
Does the ditto have a soul?
Yes. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a Pokemon.
To me, I think every animal has souls. Yes, animals have souls.
Do animals have souls?
Animals have souls.
This is going to be deep.
Do animals make choices? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes.
Would I have to slip an animal a roofie?
Would I have to
date rape the ditto is what I'm asking.
We were off this and you jumped back into it head first.
How about you read the next question, Shannon?
Thanksgiving's over. Thanksgiving's over.
I got it.
This show's over.
All right, Tanner's got it.
Richard Bryant.
Bryant Diebold.
Bryant Diebold. Okay. I'm thankful for all the sidewalks that keep me off the streets.
What?
Because he's not on the streets, because they're sidewalks. Get it?
I just feel like it's not.
Yeah, I think he tried to be funny and it fell flat.
Yeah.
That's what this whole show's been to me.
See, I've always noticed that about you. Anytime a joke gets turned around on you, you get really defensive.
I don't joke about raping people!
Shannon,
but at the same time, Chad's not wrong.
I'm saying,
I don't rape people!
But even if it's not rape, anytime that me and Bob have ever, like, got you with a joke, you've gotten very defensive about it.
You guys get mean with jokes.
And you...
I've never been mean with a joke.
Motherfucker, I just listened to the Mr. 100 Presents episode.
About which one?
With Hunter. You don't get mean, my ass.
I don't get mean.
Let's continue.
Ethan Craig Miles, I'm thankful for meeting all of the wonderful people at Gaming Grounds, and I'm honored to be a part of the Podzilla team.
I just want
to
point out. I just want to point out. Like I did with her, I'm joking. I'm not upset. It's an act.
Yeah.
That's what I'm part of the show. I'm sorry. I'm not around you that often anymore to tell, and I'm very sensitive with my friends, all right?
I could tell by the rape jokes.
Please.
All right, I'm back.
Done.
Please.
I'm back. All right, where were we at? Ethan Craig Miles?
Yeah.
Ethan is my son, illegitimately, so I'm also thankful for him. What did he say?
He's thankful for the wonderful people at Gaming Grounds and honored to be a part of the Podzilla team.
Stop chatting at me, Chad. Stop staring at me.
Now just make your Ethan helmet joke and let's move on.
See, I was gonna
I don't
do
make
it.
The Ethan helmet jokes. I moved on from that. I say that if we're gonna give Ethan a helmet, we need to give Zach a helmet and a floaty.
I heard about that. That was funny. I laughed.
Cause he's dumber than Ethan.
I felt bad the last show I did though, cause I made a helmet joke and... Oh, did you listen to the last show I did?
I generally don't listen to any of the shows anymore.
Well, don't
He's turned CJ on us.
Well, I'm usually here for most of them. I won't be listening to this one. Hopefully neither will anyone else.
No, Dalton said something really stupid. Oh, Lord. Dalton said something really stupid, and I went to choke him, and he died. And Jesse told Ethan to step in. He's like, no, Ethan, just stay where you're at. I go, he ain't coming. You would have heard a helmet clicking. Jesse literally starts moving on. So, let's go. Jesus Christ!
It took me a second to register that something that offensive came out of Tanner.
It was a full 8 seconds before he realized what I said.
Poor Ethan. Ethan told me, I don't know, I don't want to put him on Front Street. No, I'm not going to talk about it, actually. That's way too personal. Let's move on from that. And that's not one of those things where it's like, now that you mention it, you have to say it. Legitimately, I can't say this. So let's move on to Hunter Hendricks, who's thankful that he gets it, as opposed to not getting it.
But what
is... He doesn't not get it.
What is it? That's a Zach Price reference. We have this other guy on the show, Zach Price. He doesn't get much of anything. That's
one of his many quotes.
So everything kind of goes way over his head.
The whoosh sound is audible.
Fair enough.
When we say we make fun of Ethan for being dumb, and I say Zach's even dumber, we watched Survivor Series here, and who was it? It was Charlotte?
Yeah.
That had do it written on her shirt.
Cause she has a do it with flair.
Yeah, do it with flair. And Zach goes, what's do it?
Because do it is written across her chest.
He was being for real.
Yeah, that's the bad thing.
He wasn't joking.
He doesn't do it for humor. He's just that way.
So he just doesn't pick up on things as quick as other people.
Like spelling, grammar,
general social cues.
So he has his own flair.
He does it with flair.
He decided
he
wants
it with flair.
There you go.
He wants to be the heel of the show, but he doesn't know how to turn it off. And he doesn't know how to turn it off because
he also doesn't know how to be a heel.
Him.
No.
He just knows how to be an asshole.
He gets X-Pac heat and he doesn't get that reference.
Yeah.
Tanner, you read the next one.
Let's see. Jonathan Atwood.
Who was in here earlier today. I like Jonathan Atwood. Good guy. Good friend.
He's a good guy.
He is thankful for my friends, family, and my fiance. Not necessarily in that order. They keep me going. I'm assuming he wants his fiance at first. I don't know.
He what?
Could have been his family first, though.
He said family first. No, he said friends first.
I have a funny story about Jonathan that I don't know if I can tell because it's also personal. But
don't air anybody's personal.
Well, no, considering that he put it on Facebook originally, he posted the photo. Once you post something and put it in a public forum, I figure it's open game for anybody. That's fair, right?
It is. That's fair.
That's true.
Well, Jonathan posted a picture of him and his fiance,
mm-hmm.
and they're both of the same build, we'll say. He's gay.
Yeah.
Okay. And no one knew. They kind of thought.
How did you not know?
Well, I kind of did, but no one.
I mean, he came out years ago.
Not to me. Not to a lot of people. It wasn't until he posted that picture that most people found out. To which I replied, so does that mean you're not straight? It was a joke. I thought it was funny. Fuck it. It's Thanksgiving. You guys are awful turkeys.
Why would you post that on someone?
It's just like
if he was coming out.
Do we gotta start saying sorry, Jonathan, now?
I think it was just like when Holly, I think it was Holly, she posted pictures of her baby after she had it. And I replied to it and said, does that mean you're not a virgin? These are questions that
that's
kind of
funny.
That's kind of funny.
Does that mean you're not straight?
not.
Because I mean, if that was a big moment for him, like if that was his first time, like coming out like that on social media,
saying that I just took the fire out of it
a little bit.
I didn't mean to do that. I mean, I apologize.
I don't think you definitely didn't mean to do it. It's just when it comes to something with that deals with gay or anything like that, it's a little more sensitive. You know, being that you're not a virgin anymore. That's gonna be funny because most women, especially if they're married, they're not a virgin anymore.
Man, like, go listen to some of the other shows in the past. You hear "Sorry Billy" a lot. Sorry,
make a lot of gay jokes. Well, Shannon makes a lot of gay jokes.
He'll make a reference and "Sorry Billy."
You guys made me feel awful tonight.
it's all part of the show.
I do it out of love for Billy.
Hey, look, last week you were gone. I gave 2 "Sorry Billys" for you. He's like, we haven't even said a gay joke. Yeah, but they're preemptive.
Because you know when Tanner's here.
Hey, whoa.
What?
Whoa.
I'm just
saying. Whoa, motherfucker.
Republican? Anyway.
Wow.
Too mean.
Wait, does that mean you're voting for Trump?
Oh, that's funny. No.
Okay. I was just curious.
No.
Did you see... Tanner took offense to that one.
I did, just a little bit.
Yeah, he pointed at me and everything.
Did you see the Seth Meyer video of checking the facts with Donald Trump?
No.
Watch it. It's great. It talks about how Donald Trump said that he saw on television at 9/11 Muslims celebrating the fall of the towers. He saw it on television. He knows for sure he saw it. Fact checks, that never happened. Like, there's so many things that he said. He put up a percentage of, it said like whites killed by blacks, 85%, blacks killed by whites, 60%. It was basically saying that black people need to shut the fuck up because that nothing really bad is happening to them. And the people that he cited for that is like a neo-Nazi group. Apparently Donald Trump doesn't check his facts. I don't know.
Well, that's so surprising that Donald Trump wouldn't check his facts.
He's so white surprising. And rich.
Fucking idiot.
Hey, Lindsay's thankful for something. Oh boy. It's got a picture of intern.
Are people
Pikachu.
Posting these live?
Huh?
Are people? No.
This is earlier.
This is earlier. Got you.
Lindsay says she's thankful for understanding and forgiveness in this messed up world that we all inhabit, and Pokemon. Pokemon makes my life better. You just look at intern Pikachu and tell me it doesn't make you smile. And I agree. Intern Pikachu is amazing.
Tanner, I'm going to see that intern Pikachu. That's fantastic.
Or Japanese business Pikachu.
That is pretty epic right there. Like, he needs to be on my desk at work. Along with my bobbleheads. And my Pip Boy.
Oh, hang on.
You have a Pip Boy?
Do you get the Pip Boy edition?
No, I didn't get Fallout 4. It was one that I. It was like, it's a fake one, not a real one.
Oh.
Oh, so you.
It came in my Fallout 3 limited edition. Well, okay, I won't call it a Pip Boy. I misphrased that. It's a,
little
bobblehead of a Vault-Tec. Of the Vault-Tec
Boy.
Yeah, Vault-Boy.
Vault-Boy. Cause they do have the Pip-Boy with the new game.
Yeah. My buddy from, Columbia, he got that one.
Yeah, and that's pretty awesome. I wish I'd gotten that, but I did not.
Go ahead. Michael Branham. He says he's thankful for his family and friends. They're great, great reminders of the good things that exist in the world.
I thought that too before tonight.
You love us, man. Don't even play.
I also
never once accused you of rape or giving people
Quaaludes. Tanner, we were so past that.
I want to get that out there. I did not accuse you of anything.
I'm going to jack slap you if you bring it up again, all
right? I'll be right back. I got to make an unrelated phone call.
Oh, shit.
I also want to mention, Lindsay said, if I didn't mention this, I'd get in trouble, that the best Thanksgiving movie moment of all time is from the Addams Family Values, where Pugsley, was it Pugsley? Is that the boy?
Yeah.
Where he says, I'm a turkey, kill me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where he comes out as a turkey.
Yeah.
Even better than that is look up the actor that played Pugsley.
Oh, no, you don't want to see him now.
He is the
he's a meme now.
Yeah, the neckbeard guy, the fat guy with the fedora with the neckbeard. That's him.
Wow.
That's Pugsley Adams. Yeah.
Moved on to better things.
Yeah.
Which we're going to do right now with a little roundtable discussion about Thanksgiving. Now, I am of the Native American heritage. I appreciate this holiday a lot.
I mean, isn't like 90% of people that live near the Trail of Tears?
90% of America, probably. They just don't claim it.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, 90% of America is Cherokee. That's why it's not counted anymore, really.
I'm not Cherokee, though.
No, I'm not either.
Okay. Are you part Indian?
Yeah.
Who here is part Indian?
Yo.
Right here.
Just Chad. Where are you from?
I don't know where I'm from. I was born in Aurora, Illinois. That counts for something.
I want to talk about what we're thankful for. Tanner, would you like to start?
Sure.
Also, the best Thanksgiving scene. I disagree with Lindsay. It's not Adam's Family Values. It's The Punisher, where they talk about what they're thankful for, Kevin Nash proceeds to beat Thomas Jane senseless, while John Bennett and what's the actor's name? Ben,
the little methy looking guy,
Spacker Dave. But it's Ben something. He was Angel in X-Men. Help.
Really?
Yeah, he was Angel in X-Men.
Yeah. Huh. He cleans up well. He was also in 310 to Yuma.
Really?
Yeah. Can't think of his name.
I can't either.
Ben Foster.
I'm just stuck on John Panay right now.
I miss John
Panay. Like, whenever I went back and watched the movie, like,
Did you not realize it was John Panay after we watched the special?
Exactly. Yeah. I went back and saw, I was like, that's John Panay. Oh, I miss John Panay.
Oh my God.
That was the thought process I had. And now I have it again. I made myself sad.
I hate watching movies knowing that someone's dead. I cannot watch Ghostbusters anymore the same way. Cause every time I see Harold Ramis, I just go,
yep.
It's my hero. He's gone.
Yep.
Like when I watch WrestleMania and Hulk Hogan was body slamming Andre the Giant, but now Andre just kind of lifts himself in the air and falls down. It's amazing what they can do with special effects now.
That's true.
But yeah, that's my favorite Thanksgiving moment, in movies. Tanner, what are you thankful for?
Jeez. All the corny things, of course, family, mainly friends, cause I don't get to see my family. They're always so busy and we're not close, really. Which is kind of sad. Me and my brother just don't get along at all. Closest thing I have to family outside of my in-laws is like the people I'm over here with all the time.
The Podzilla crew.
Yeah.
We really have become a tight-knit community through this podcast, which is one of the best reasons to keep doing the podcast, despite tonight. And, yeah. Anything else?
I'm thankful for Thanksgiving. I say I don't have a great relationship with my family, but Thanksgiving is the one day, like, we get up early in the morning, we go duck hunting together. That's kind of a tradition we do. Even when we're fighting, we go duck hunting in the morning with each other. So, there's other stuff, but honestly, a lot of the stuff you're going to hear people being thankful for, it's so corny and generic, and it's the same thing you always expect to hear other people say.
But if it's from the heart, man, it's important.
Yeah,
it's true. I won't say those things if it makes you feel better.
Damn it, Shannon.
I have a different route I'll take.
It's not your turn yet, so.
I know.
I'm scared.
I mean, it's not my turn yet. When did you dictate it?
I was saying we're going in a rotation, obviously.
We could rotate backwards.
No, you can't do that because you already moved the pendulum forward.
That means wrong.
Counterclockwise is wrong. Remember, kids, counterclockwise is wrong.
That's right.
All
right.
Well, Jesse, what are you thankful for this year? The year of our Lord, 2015.
I'm thankful for Star Wars.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Battlefront, the new movie.
Yes.
Oh, man. I love me some Star Wars.
Christmas holiday special.
Oh, I think I forgot something.
What's that?
I'm thankful for that new Civil War trailer that came out today.
That trailer was beautiful.
We kind of argued over that a little bit, or just wondered.
No, we just discussed it.
Yeah, because the Civil War... All right, let's get into that for just a second. Chad, have you seen the trailer?
No, I have not.
Well, the Civil War comic book was about registration for superheroes.
Yes. Correct.
Unmasking and showing who you really are.
Yes.
But like Jesse pointed out, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, I don't think a single one of them other than Black Widow and Hawkeye are secret.
They're not even secret. Yeah. They're registered with the government.
Yeah. Yeah, they
know Clint Barton and Natasha Romanoff. Like, yeah.
Well, if you remember at the end of Winter Soldier, she put all the SHIELD's information out. So there is no secrets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then there is Daredevil, Ant-Man, and Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Those are, cause they did confirm Spider-Man. Daredevil, I don't think is going to actually be in the movie.
But who?
Daredevil.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Daredevil's going to be in the movie. He's probably not going to be in. I don't think, because from what I understand, they're going to make a Defenders movie with Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist, but they're not going to hit the, at least, as of right now, they're not going to hit the big screen.
Not only that, but like in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, would Daredevil even be forced to register?
I mean,
he's a hero, but what did he actually do? He fought Kingpin twice. Is he even
in
on
the comic
the radar?
Books? They were going to have him register
in the comic book, yeah. But the comic book Daredevil and the movie and the cinematic Daredevil are completely different.
They haven't progressed to that point yet. In the show,
so Daredevil wouldn't even matter. I feel
Daredevil's not on their radar at this point.
Yeah, because he's just small time,
right?
Just some dude.
I mean, they may have heard about
some vigilante.
Yeah, not like Jessica Jones, who, as I understand, is much more important.
Speaking of which, thank you for telling me to watch that.
Have you started watching it?
I watched five episodes this morning.
Oh, it's so good.
I still haven't watched it.
Oh, it's so awesome.
It's so good. It's dark as shit.
It is
super heavy.
Did you watch Daredevil?
No, I started, so I'm like on the third episode.
It's so good.
No, I've heard great things about it.
I kept telling everybody it's so good. And like CJ was here and we watched the first episode. He was like, that was amazing. I don't think he's watched a single thing since then.
Probably not.
I finished Daredevil today.
They did it wonderfully.
Yeah.
Yeah. Daredevil is really, really good. Jessica Jones, like.
Can't wait to see The Punisher in Daredevil season
2. Oh, that's going to be great. Jessica Jones, like, it's different than Daredevil, so I hesitate to call it better or worse, but
it's right there.
For what it is, it's easily as good as Daredevil.
And Luke Cage is in it.
Luke Cage is in it.
Chad?
And
giant black man.
Luke Cage and Jessica Jones have a lot of sex.
They do.
Break a lot of bigs.
Wait, the black guy and the white woman have sex?
Yeah. Yes. Well, they end up getting married in the comics.
Yeah. And Jessica Jones gets pregnant with Luke's baby.
Well, the babies are the ones that are going to suffer.
And we're back to the racism.
Yep.
That's what my mom told me. When the first black girl she saw me with, she said, and God rest her soul, really, I love her, but she said, you know, be careful, it's the children are the ones that'll suffer. And I thought, why? They're doing great.
Well, to be fair, back in her day, like, that was a thing.
That was true, yeah. True.
I told her, my parents went to segregated schools. So.
I said, don't be so pessimistic, it's still half white.
Glass half full. I see what you did there.
I'm back, baby. shut up, baby. I know it.
But I mean, even when I was a kid, like, I was in a little bit of a racist school despite majority of the population. New Madrid.
Yeah.
Majority of the population was black.
Really?
Yeah. Weird.
Shocking.
Like Meridian. It was actually just a bunch of, there was, I mean, when I say majority, small majority, 51% probably, somewhere in that range.
Still counts.
We're black, and then all of the white folks are just racist as white folks. Like, just really, really racist.
Like Meridian.
Take care.
And all the white people at Meridian weren't racist, though.
The certain ones were. I still remember doing PE once, and I was running with a bunch of black guys, because, I mean.
You hung out with a lot of black guys.
I hung out with a lot of black people. Yeah. And they pulled me aside. I wish I could remember this fucker's name. Because he pulls me aside, and he goes, why do you hang out with him so much? I just thought he meant those guys. And I was like, who? He's like, it's niggers. And I went, okay. Well, I cannot be seen with you at this point. I stroll back into the black group.
I got an interesting story almost identical to that. I was in the middle of a basketball game. We were in Benton. I played basketball for Carroll. And well, you've seen the picture. I showed you the team picture.
Yeah.
So there's a whole lot of white people on that team?
No.
No.
Huh.
Not on Carroll.
Gotcha.
Just not me. On Carroll, not on Meridian. No.
There was 20 guys in the court. I'm the only one.
So I thought one of these. No, it was your. Not like
your was it your middle school team that you were telling me was all white people?
No, I've never played an all white team.
I thought I remember you telling me a story.
I played on teams that won.
No, fair enough.
Oh, I'm not lying.
Oh
my God.
We went 27-0 in one state championship.
I mean, he's can't argue with those results.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Anyway. We're in Benton playing in a tournament, and this referee walks up to me, and apparently worked with my dad at the National Guard for a couple of years. He said, "You Jerry Calvert's son?" I said, "Yeah, yes, sir." He says, "Oh, okay." First free throw shot. He gets the rebound. He comes up. I don't know how you play with all these N-words. I'm like, right there on the basketball court.
As he hands
the black guy the ball, yeah. I'm like.
And that's what I'm really thankful for.
I'm wide open. Eyes wide open, mouth, just jaw on the ground. Like, did anybody fucking hear that? Do I tell somebody that was said?
We have selective hearing.
No! Like, he came up to whisper to me. I'm like, do I tell the coach?
You haven't heard anything in the last, like, 20 minutes is what I'm getting.
Comes and goes. I get snippets. And then, like, later on the night, I wake up like, what the fuck?
He'll text me at 5 in the morning. What'd you say?
Because at that point, it plays back through my head, and I'm like, what the hell?
Or your girlfriend listens to the show and like,
did you know they said this about you?
Like,
I was thinking about you.
Perfect.
Jesse, what else are you thankful for? Because all I heard was
Star Wars, and then I got interrupted.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Damn it, I did
fine.
It again.
You're a terrible person.
Fuck. I don't know. I'm kind of in the same boat with Tanner. I'm not really close with most of my family. Like my immediate family, my two brothers, I love them. We've had a rocky history, but we've pretty well reestablished our relationship. And then my mom. That's really about it. My aunt and uncle, I'm pretty close with them. Other than that, like my entire extended family, like that's why I'm trying to avoid doing anything with them on Thanksgiving because we are meeting with my entire extended family, which is a whole bunch of racist white people.
At least your dad won't be there.
the most racist of them all.
King racist.
Really?
Hmm?
Really?
My dad?
Yeah.
Oh, my grandpa's dead.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Sorry.
Immediately we go to, what about the older ones? No, they're dead.
No, oh. No. I go to the one specific older one.
He's the
grandpa?
He's
no.
Referencing my grandfather on my dad's side, you know, the really racist one.
Yeah.
My grandfather on that side, was a red dragon in the KKK.
Will it? I mean.
Yeah, that happened.
At least he amounted to something.
Sure. Yeah, he was a racist asshole, died a bitter old man.
At least he didn't die of dysentery.
I mean, he might have. He had so many problems. Anyway, no, he lived to a ripe old age of 93.
He hung in there.
He did. Wow. He did.
Please tell me he died the day Obama took office.
No, he died years before that.
Oh, thank God he didn't live to see that pain.
No, I think Clinton was still in office when he died.
Might as well have been black.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clinton was the first black president.
Clinton was our first black president.
Yeah.
That was my grandpa. That's the one that Tanner's referencing that's particularly racist. So now that he's gone, my dad is king racist.
Yeah, I got you.
And then when he dies, he'll pass it along to you. You'll suddenly grow swastikas.
Can you look at his face and honestly think this man would ever be racist?
Seriously. I've never known.
You said
Jesse
that, and all of a sudden,
exactly. He's just too sweet looking.
See, I'm not going to make accusations at you.
I'm not going to lie, though. When these guys said that just a second ago, immediately the speech from Luke from the Star Wars trailer popped in my head.
Which one?
Say it. My father had it.
Oh yeah,
I had it. Now you had it.
Are we sure that was Luke? Because
the hand gave it away.
I thought so too.
The fact that my father had it, I had it,
but
my sister had it.
And when he says my father, they show Vader's face.
That's true.
Apparently they have tried to stay away from even
suggesting
Luke is in
the movie. Yeah, I've noticed that they haven't mentioned Luke. He's on no posters. No,
I don't know if I want to hear the spoiler.
A spoiler about Force Awakens?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, well, it's not a, doesn't ruin the story. It's just kind of cool.
I don't trust you.
Right, but if you're wrong.
All right,
if it ruins the story, we're going to hurt you.
Okay, all right. Spoiler warning. I'm going to count to five, and then I'm going to say it in case anybody doesn't want to hear this. I have no idea what he said. What did you say?
Well, he said next time you go to sleep, your butthole might hurt.
Man, passing out really makes your ass hurt.
You just slipped it in so effortlessly.
It really did.
And like he just kept going.
I didn't hear what he said. I heard him talk. I ignored him.
I like that. I like we followed that up with Chad saying he slipped it in so effortlessly.
Oh my
crying
God.
Again.
Oh.
God damn. Tanner, what's your spoiler, man?
All right, spoiler alert. Finn.
What about him?
His father.
Wait, I don't know if I want to hear this now.
I mean, his father has to be Lando.
It is.
He's the only other black man in the universe.
Well, yeah. He's not wrong.
He makes a point.
I'm Mace Windu, I guess, but he's gone. So.
He died! Yeah. No,
I
yeah.
Think of any other black characters.
No. There are no
Mace Windu and Lando Calrissian.
Really, the only other ethnic person was Jimmy Smits. What was his name? Bail Organa.
Yeah.
He blew up on an entire planet.
Yeah, he did. He went out real fast.
Oh. Has that been confirmed?
God. What,
that he's Lando's son? Or is that still?
Yeah,
I think that's still.
No, Disney fucked up.
How did Disney fuck up?
Billy Dee Williams isn't in the movie.
No,
he's
no,
not.
Lando Calrissian's not in the movie at
no.
all.
No.
But.
And they haven't mentioned him at all in any trailer.
I'm sure if Billy Dee Williams was in the movie,
you would know.
We would have heard about it.
What about Luke?
See, like,
yeah. They said he's going to be in the movie.
Well, yeah,
they have not.
Yeah, they have.
No, they have not said anything. They specifically said they are distancing themselves
from saying
Luke is in the movie.
They're not saying what role that Luke is going to have.
That's
in
what they're
the
distancing
movie.
From.
But he's in, like, he's being credited for the movie.
The big rumor.
He's already been credited.
The big rumor is that he is actually Sith in this movie.
That's what I've heard.
I've heard that too.
I've heard he could be Kylo Ren, which I don't believe.
No, because they
have pictures without Kylo Ren.
Yeah, they have pictures of Kylo Ren
without the helmet. Yeah,
I haven't seen pictures of him without the helmet. I saw the long hair. But that's it. And that was in their last big trailer they released where.
No, there's actually a picture. There was a picture leaked from the set, with Luke dressed in all white, of course, in brown robes, you know, had the beard, the hair.
See, I like him better in the all black that he had in Return of the Jedi. That
was
the best.
That was cool.
That was a good look. Yeah.
With
classic
looking Jedi
outfit.
But yeah, Disney had fucked up by when they started posting the Star Wars toys on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
someone didn't watch what they typed on the one of the puzzles for Finn, and it said
Finn Calrissian.
Enjoy this fun puzzle of Lando Calrissian's son Finn, or Finn, son of Lando Calrissian.
See, I'm looking it up. Oh, wait, that's Adventure Time. That's Finn Balor. Hold on.
Isn't Finn Balor a wrestler?
Yes.
He's a demon.
The demon, Finn Balor.
Yeah, I like that guy.
His name is Finn Galfridian. Calrissian, Galfridian. Nope, that's not him. That's a white man.
God damn. Okay.
All right,
Chad, what are you thankful for?
I haven't even fucking finished.
My God, it's been 10 minutes we've been on this.
It's because Tanner keeps interrupting.
Tanner, shut the fuck up! No, Tanner, don't. You're going to catch your beard.
Right, yeah, you're going to catch your beard.
That Big Duck Dynasty beard. No, Tanner's turtling up.
Nope,
he's in his shell
gone.
Now.
He's gone.
His camouflage.
He can't
too.
Be hurt. If we can't
I can't see
him
anymore.
If we can't see him, he can't see us. Yeah, that's the rule. Oh, there he is. Jesse, what are you thankful for?
The other thing I was going to say is my my Gaming Grounds family here. Like all you guys here at this table. I'll go ahead and include Chad. Why not?
Score.
you know, like all the other the regulars that I actually do like that come in here. You know, the ones that aren't Fonzie or Laptop Guy.
Laptop Guy!
Fucking Laptop Guy.
Is he trying to sell y'all laptops?
No.
No, he just comes
he's
in
that
here.
Back booth.
Yeah, he comes in here at open. And he'll stay until close, just sitting in that booth.
Playing RuneScape, and when I go back and look, RuneScape is choppy. Like, it's like 5 frames.
His laptop is a piece of shit.
If your laptop cannot run RuneScape...
I'm pretty sure he bought that laptop back in, like, 2001.
He bought that back when Episode 1 came out. It was the Jar Jar Binks special.
The Jar Jar Binks special.
He's a run a good game!
I hate that guy. Almost ruined the entire story.
Now I want to go back and watch the trailer for The Binks Awakens.
The Binks Awakens. Yeah.
That was so funny.
All right, Chad, what are you thankful for? We got about 5 minutes.
Oh, God. Well, obviously, you know, the obvious, thankful for my family, my friends.
Your sister?
She's my family, dork.
I know.
Anyway.
What is his obsession with your sister?
Man, because my sister's actually quite attractive, and I've had to live with that all my life, and my friends have wanted to pretty much pee in her butt, so... You know,
I was hoping we could get
that's a phrase that Shannon has used before.
I was hoping we could get through without using that phrase. I told you it wasn't my phrase. I took it from these guys.
Yeah. Probably one of the things I'm definitely grateful for this year is that I got an amazing job opportunity in Chicago.
Yeah,
I got to say that myself.
I got to move to a.
Tanner also has a new job opportunity.
I did.
I just wanted to mention it since you did. Go ahead.
Get to live in a big city as a big boy. That's pretty cool.
With the best pizza in the country.
Yes. Obviously I've eaten some pizza joints. Also, you know, if you ever come to Chicago, eat at Portillo's, greatest burger joint you will ever eat at. Plus they make a mean Italian beef.
I don't know. I've had McDonald's.
I'm pretty not.
Wow. Anyway.
Shout out to Mary Jane's.
I'm picky.
Oh, Mary Jane's.
Yeah.
I'm picky about my burgers.
Portillo's makes probably the best burger I've ever had. Like, it is.
We need to take you up to Mary Jane's while you're here. If we can.
Yeah. Probably the most thing I'm grateful for is, man, that I'm alive. You know?
Yeah, you live in Chicago. I agree.
No, not because of that. Just because, you know, life is dangerous. You know, I live in Chicago. Even before I moved to Chicago, I'm just grateful that, you know,
a black man in Missouri.
Grateful that God bless me with health,
man. Don't make fun of his speech.
You know, every day I get to wake up.
Sounds like you're, no, I'm not going to make that joke.
Oh my
Sounds God. Like you're getting sleepy.
I knew I shouldn't have drank that Pepsi from you, bro.
Oh shit, I drank out of his cup earlier. Ah, damn it.
But yeah,
this year.
I'm grateful any chance I get to come home and, you know, see all the people that, you know, I grew up with, that I spent the majority of my life with, and, you know, they kind of molded me to be the humorous person I am today, you know, like, you know, Shannon and Bob, two of my closest friends, you know, and, you know, even Jesse and Tanner, you know, I don't know them very well, but they're really cool. And, you know, I hope to get to know them better as I stay down here. And, you know, Allie as well, like, hope to get to know her better. I almost killed the mics. Man, that would have sucked.
It wouldn't be the first time.
But, other than that, yeah, I'm just grateful, man, that probably that we can all still come together. Like, you know, I've known you for so long.
Been a little long
and
time.
We're still friends. You know, we don't talk every day. You know, we rarely talk on
We really
Facebook.
Talk.
I mean,
that's just leave it at that.
Period. We'll go six months without talking, but
as soon as you come back here, it's like we never.
Yeah, that. You know, it's like we pick up right friendship. Where we left off.
Yeah,
and that's great friendship. You know, and that happens with all of our friends. You know, me, you, Cass, Bob, like anybody that isn't here anymore, we still see him. And it's just like same old.
Except
same.
Jeremy,
I wasn't even gonna bring him up. Now.
Well,
that nigga's dead to me.
Oh shit.
Good thing. I doubt he listens to the show.
He
so
doesn't.
Right.
I don't
right.
think he's on social. I don't think
nah,
he has
he even
way.
On social. Way. Social.
Yeah. So yeah, you're fine. Yeah. No yeah, worries. No harm.
That's what I'm grateful for, man. Peace, love, chicken grits, and all that. So you know.
All right. Yep. Well, Shannon,
we're at an hour.
No.
Hey, look.
We own the network.
Yeah. Yeah. You and I own the network. We can make the call.
All right. What am I thankful for? Well,
Oh, and Star Wars.
There you go.
I'm also thankful for Star Wars. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful for World of Warcraft.
You still play it?
Not really. But I'll go back. Once Legion comes out, I'll go back.
We always go back for like 2 months.
I'm thankful for efuck.com for showing me porn can be funny.
Oh, is that the Safe for Work porn site?
No, that's called Safe for Work Porn. No. Seriously, all right.
Oh, I love it.
So I'm thankful that I don't talk to my extended family anymore. Because they just dragged
that's
me
That's legitimate,
down.
Though.
That's legitimate. I've said it before. It's not a joke. I don't have a legitimate family, as in blood relation. Because the ones that I do have, I don't talk to. I don't consider them family after everything that they've done. And the other ones, I just don't know. So they're strangers to me. My family is right here at Gaming Grounds. It's you guys. It's Chad. It's Bob. It's everyone that has ever cared about me and when they didn't have to. I'm thankful for that. And I know this sounds, I'm going to get in trouble one way or the other, depending on who I mention, but I'm going to just flat out say I'm extremely thankful for Lindsay because it's hard to talk about, obviously, with the personal issues that are happening, but in 10 years, she's the one person that has always stuck by my side and has helped me even when she doesn't have to. And no matter what we go through, no matter how our relationship changes or evolves, I know she's always there every day. So I can't not say that I am thankful that she is in my life still because she is probably the only thing that kept me alive for the past 10 years. And she continues to do so. So I want to say thanks to her, especially. I want to say thanks to Allie, of course, because she has definitely helped me grow as a person and shown me a lot of things that I did not know before. And I am super appreciative of it, and I can't wait to see where that goes in the future. I am thankful to Lonnie for giving me a job and letting me do what I want here. He's not going to listen, so who cares? And I'm thankful for the people listening, because if they weren't listening, we wouldn't do this, and what would I be doing tonight?
Playing Star Wars.
Playing Star Wars.
Which you're still going to do anyway.
No, I'm not. It's 12.
Okay.
It's midnight. The only good thing is I don't have to post this show tonight, so I don't have to go home and edit it. I can do it tomorrow. So that's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful to be alive. I'm thankful to still be sane, and I'm thankful for people.
There we go.
And turkey.
I think it's about to end it.
Can't wait to eat
gobble,
turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
I feel like I forgot to say
we
something.
We have turkey
I
and ham.
What it was. I'm thankful for my wife.
Wow.
Good thing Brandon doesn't listen to the show.
Thank fucking God.
And unfortunately, I'm cutting the show off before he said that. We're going to end it. Gobble, gobble.
That's a good ending spot.
No, I'll leave it in there so Tanner still has a relationship to go home to.
Yeah.
So, thanks
and
for listening,
now,
guys.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
Have
gobble,
a great
gobble.
Thanksgiving. Have a happy holiday today. Eat, drink, and be merry.
Eat, pray, love.
Yes. Tanner, you want to take us out?
No.